Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending?
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti.
Number one on What's Trending, of course, Super Bowl Sunday, just a couple days away. Patriots-Seahawks from Santa Clara, 5:30 kickoff. Seattle, a 4.5-point favorite. The total sitting at 45.5. We'll talk plenty more about this game in our fan club Friday. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Mac Morey going to join us from Fesco and Dusty. Also, Kramer will join us. So we'll have some fun. Fan Club Friday brought to you by Jay Rieger & Co.
Kramer's last day, man.
That's why he's joining us.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He is moving on.
Do we get him like a gold watch or like what's going on? Find out what his Venmo is.
He'll get a cocktail.
Can we tell people what his Venmo is?
We're not allowed to do that anymore. You know that.
We're not allowed to do that anymore.
I'm not just telling you.
What if I just accidentally happened to say, "Oh my god, it's so weird." Kramer, I was looking to Venmo you. What was your Venmo?
You can do that if you want.
It'd be weird if people send him $5. You know.
You can do that if you want. You and I both know we are not allowed to promote doing that anymore.
I like being
above board.
I like it the other way.
This is an above board show, Cody.
I gotta say, I liked it the other way.
Oh, sure. So did I.
It's an above board show now, but I liked it the other way.
Yeah.
Next up on What's Trending, Matt Stafford did win the MVP last night. Mike Vrabel, not verbal, the coach of the year. Tiffany Haddish had mispronounced it in case you guys didn't hear it.
Yes, she did.
25 AP coach of the year is Mike Vrabel.
And then, of course, Myles Garrett was defensive player of the year. That was unanimous. All 50 first place votes went his way. Coach of the year and MVP, those were much tighter races, obviously. Two votes for Josh Allen, one for Justin Herbert. But Stafford got the most first place votes with, obviously, Drake May coming second.
Elsewhere, what's trending last night? There was the meeting, of course, in Wyandotte County. We were talking about earlier in the week. Commissioners in Wyandotte County voted 7-3 to use local tax revenue to help pay off those star bonds for a new Chiefs stadium. That's, of course, going to be right there near the Legends, just west of the Legends. So just a couple things this week that move the process forward. There's still a lot to determine, but two big steps for the Chiefs and for the state of Kansas and building that stadium.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously quite a bit left, but, you know, shovels in the ground. How long do we think?
I don't know. We got to get our first rendering. Got to get our first rendering.
Before we get a shovel in the ground?
Yeah.
All right. Next up on What's Trending, obviously, as we mentioned, NFL honors last night. That also meant electors to the NFL Hall of Fame. It was officially announced. We knew Bill Belichick and Tom Brady weren't going to be a part of it. But Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald headlined the list, probably. Adam Vinatieri, a kicker. Roger Craig in there as well. And Luke Kuechly, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was the last one. So that officially.
So after all this, so at least one of the voters we know, again, Vahe from the Star is the only one that put his name to it. I respect that part of it. I disagree with his logic, but I respect it. The two people he voted for, like Kenny Anderson and Elsie Group, they didn't get it anyway.
No. Kenny should have.
This was the whole thing. Like you were doing this because you felt like, but they weren't getting it anyway.
It does feel like kind of a lost cause sometimes.
But this is where, though, the process sucks, because why were there only five people? You said five, right? Why were there only five people? Like, why were there only five inducted this year?
It's so hard.
I'm not saying I want 15 every year either.
But that's the line. The difficult thing is, how many is too many? How few is too few? Can it vary by year? Here's the thing about it.
It's a great class this year. It really is.
Like, here's the other part about this. It's not like airing up your tire. Oh, no, there's too many Hall of Fame members. Who cares? Why does it matter if there's too many? Or does it lessen that some dude in the 1930s named Old Time Hammer or something got in? I don't care. I don't care if there are too many Hall of Fame. I don't care if there are too many Hall of Fame members.
There's a balance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Kenny Anderson, I believe, he led the league in passer rating 4 years, and it's only been done by one individual twice in their entire career.
Yeah.
He's doubled up everybody, and he's not in. It's kind of crazy.
Didn't get in, though.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, Olympic ceremonies happen, opening ceremonies happen later on today. In fact, 1 hour from now is when they will be live. Now, you'll see the promos and you might watch it tonight in primetime on NBC, but it actually is happening in 1 hour on NBC as well. If you do want to watch that as well, the opening ceremonies, events already taken place, already have controversy as we had from our trash of the day.
Yeah.
There's allegations of cheating and whatever that be, alpine skiing or alpine jump, whatever the heck it is, with the fabric and the suit and people injecting their junk with acid to make it bigger.
Bad idea.
It's a real thing,
bad
by
idea.
The way.
I will say, I don't think I've ever watched an opening ceremony, so
really?
This probably
ever?
Won't.
No. Never.
No?
Huh. I haven't watched in the last couple of years, the last couple Olympics, I should say. But yeah, as a kid, it was a big deal. We always watched it.
I guess
it.
Same as I've never watched a Macy's Day Parade. Maybe
never.
I'm not.
No? Your kids
you
never
watched
woke
part
up.
Of it, though, I'm sure. You never
your
even turned it on.
Your kids never woke up on Thanksgiving on and watched it,
no?
The parade?
I mean, we didn't ever do Thanksgiving in the morning, Drew, so there'd been no reason to have it on.
Okay,
it wasn't
so
on in my childhood.
So you never
household.
Intentionally turned it on before.
I have never intentionally
well,
turned on the Macy's Day Parade or the opening ceremony.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, you don't have to do. You said you don't have to do Thanksgiving in the morning to have it on the television.
Well, doesn't it wrap up in the morning?
Yeah, but yeah. You're acting like you said we don't do Thanksgiving in the morning. I'm like, well, yeah.
I meant like it's never been like accidentally on the TV screen at somebody
fine.
Else's house, you know?
Gotcha.
So like,
no, no, no.
We
I'm just saying
turn
it's not
on,
appointment
so.
Television for you.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, yeah, we didn't have like a planned thing. It was just like everybody woke up that morning and on the television it was the Macy's Thanksgiving. It was not like we had like 30 people over our house to gather around and watch it.
I just
it.
Don't want to watch it. I don't want to like.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch something else.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah.
I'd just
saying.
I don't
want to
watch people walk down there and wave their flag. I will say, Hades. Uniforms for it did not have to go that hard. Did you see how cool looking
no.
their winter clothes were? Way better than a lot of other kinds. They were incredible.
I did not see.
Looked like an art piece.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. Holy
they
cow.
Were amazing. Of all the ones I've seen
see
so
it,
far.
Yeah, I see it.
They were unreal.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. Doesn't the U.S. just do something from Ralph Lauren?
Every time.
It's always
man.
Some expensive, like $300. If you want to buy it, it's
I've
like
been doing
four, $400 polo or hoodie or
Ralph
something
Lauren,
like
yeah.
that.
Again, I don't care if people want to watch that stuff. I just...
Anyway.
I don't think my kids would enjoy watching the Macy's Day Parade. They're just kind of watch as, like, Snoopy comes down?
We used to like watching it for a little
as
bit.
A kid, we,
it,
as a kid,
it,
we did.
We,
yeah.
I
did
have
you?
Never sat and watched the whole thing. I'll sit in, like, 30 seconds.
I don't watch it now. I watch it in 15 years, but I don't even know what it is now if they changed it up.
I'm assuming it's very similar. I don't know.
The floats.
Yeah.
Come on, ride the float. I haven't heard that commercial in a long time. It's been a little while now.
That NFL ad could not have been
it. Come on, ride
Cody loved it.
Oh, I hated it so much. So bad. It was so bad.
Someone says, do we know who Tony Dungy voted in the office? No, we don't. No,
he's never going to
he
did
that.
Not say.
No. He said, my vote's private until it's private.
Just like that.
And now never. He'll just dodge it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if they would just go on there and be like,
but hey,
if Tony Dungy had said, did I vote for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady? No, I didn't. Go Colts. I'd respect it.
In fairness, Bill Polian sounded the same way.
Off of the voting,
Bill Polian sounded
it.
The same way Tony Dungy did, but we found out that Polian did vote for Belichick. So I do wonder if Tony actually, for whatever reason, if he actually did vote for him, even though it was an awkward conversation, because he's like, I'm not going to say until afterwards, I guess. Because people thought Bill Polian didn't vote because of the way he was acting.
Yeah, and he didn't remember who he voted for, and then he did remember who he voted for.
Yeah.
Very bizarre. Someone says, will you guys be spoiling the Olympics or wait till primetime? In 2026, if you tell me that the U.S. got a gold medal and it happened at noon,
sir.
Well, and it might make what's trending. I mean, we're like, full disclosure, we're not going to be doing like... Full blown breakdown.
If Lindsey Vonn wins the gold medal and it happens at 1 o'clock, it'll be said on the show.
Sir, I don't know if you know this. Sir or ma'am, I don't know if you know this. Everyone now has a computer in their phone. It can look up things on the internet. Your access
well,
to
now
this
you're just
information
being a smart ass. Now you're just being a smart ass.
It's instantaneous. I gotta save spoilers for live sporting events. You just have to, if you don't want spoilers on live sporting events, you have to avoid the internet. It's not on me. Is my stance. For movies or television, I respect it. But for a live sporting event that's taking place somewhere, I don't think it's our responsibility to avoid spoilers. I think it's your responsibility to avoid the internet. Or, I guess, the show. I don't want you to not listen to the show, though, so that's tough. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. He can avoid the internet, but I do actually still want people to listen to this show. I will try to avoid spoilers.
Let's talk.
Can't
a little,
have less people listen to this show. Damn it!
Someone says we won an Olympic gold medalist at the next fan club. Well, I'll tell you this spoiler: I cannot promise you that the next fan club will have a gold medalist. How about an Olympian from the Winter Olympics? I can promise
Period.
You
it's
that.
Pretty close.
We've got that next Friday, actually, a week from today.
So we're getting closer.
It's locked in. It's funny you text that. We will have someone that competed in the Winter Olympics, not this year's Winter Olympics, obviously, but in the Winter Olympics. Join us next Friday on Fan Club. All right, let's talk some Royals baseball. Vern's headed out to Arizona on Monday. He'll start broadcasting live from there very, very soon. We'll start having him on our show each and every Wednesday. Hot Stove Show was last night. Hopefully you caught that. He had Carter Jensen on his show and asked Carter Jensen actually who he thinks is going to win the Super Bowl. We'll play that for you in a little bit. But also, we know Framber Valdez got traded. Or not traded, sorry. Got signed to the Tigers. Skubal wins his arbitration hearing. And as of right this second, the Tigers are massive favorites to win the AL Central. And it's hard to argue against that at all.
It is hard to argue, yeah.
But do you think the gap is as wide as it's perceived? And do you believe that the Royals are clearly number two? Because Bink and I disagreed a little bit yesterday. He thinks the White Sox will finish better than the Twins in the division this year.
I think they're both bad.
They're both, that, in fairness, yet both probably are a non-factor in the division this year.
It's tough because I think both are bad. But I think that without the Valdez deal, I would have called the Royals and Tigers equally good baseball teams. Like, seriously, that's what I would have. And not because of the homer part of it, but because of where I think both those teams are. I think they both were landing in that 87, 88, 80 win, sub 90. How about that? But at least high 80s win total range. And that's where I expect them to be talent-wise. I actually think the Royals have more talent going into that game. They had more total talent 1 through 5 in the starting pitching staff. And I think equally decent offensive talent in about 7 of the 9 positions on the field and better talent on at least 3 or 4 of those better offensive players. And so I would have told you, and I think they're a better base running team and a better defensive team than Detroit going into this year. And so I would have told you that I thought that, yeah, I think the Royals are on par with Valdez. If he actually plays and Skubal plays, well then, I mean, I can't reasonably say that I think the Royals are a better team because I don't think that is the case because I think Valdez is good for a couple of wins. If you look at the offshore win totals, and I think even maybe some of the onshore ones are starting, the Royals are like 82 wins, 81.5, between 81.5 and 82.5, and I think that the Tigers are between 84 and 85.5. If you tell me right now Valdez is a 3-win player, yeah, that sounds about right for a great starting pitcher. So, but that's it. I think that there's actually a pretty decent gap in talent on the roster between the Tigers and the Royals and the next 3 teams. So if you make me power rank it out, I actually think that there's a decent, not like a huge drop-off, but a decent little drop-off before you get to the Guardians, and then an even bigger drop-off before you get to the Tigers and Twins.
I just think a lot of...
Not Tigers and Twins. White Sox and Twins.
Yeah. I still think so much of the division, it sounds so simple, but for the Royals, it's not even so much. Nobody, even with the Valdez move, to me, did anything in the offseason enough to where it is like clearly made it to where there's no chance the Royals can be competitive or win the division. But it is all going to be whether or not the Royals, who did not go with the big swing in the offseason and make a splash, did the Royals evaluate properly through their projections what the potential is for multiple players to either bounce back or have breakout type of seasons. And that's very risky. That's the problem. You know, you're banking on Isaac Collins doing what he did in like August and July more than what he was in September. You're banking on Lane Thomas coming back from an injury and being a guy that all of a sudden can maybe pop 30 homers for you and provide good center field play. You're banking on Jack Caglione being way better. I'm not saying this stuff can't happen, but they're asking a lot of
low. He was quite bad.
Yeah, they're asking a lot of players though to have much better seasons or the same if they had breakout years as they had a year ago. And so when you look at what the Tigers did with Valdez, yeah, their rotation is a top 2 rotation in the American League, I think, pretty clearly, if not a top 5, probably in all of baseball right now, with those 2 guys at the top of their rotation. I just think so much of what the division is going to be is if whether or not you believe the Royals accomplish what they're banking on them accomplishing, yeah, because they did not go get guys that don't have question marks. There's question marks all over the outfield still.
Are you, this is a side note to this, have you grown concerned at all at the sheer amount of Royals players that seem to be in the WBC?
There's a lot.
Little high for our taste or no? Is this how every team looks? Because I follow the Royals, obviously, not every team in baseball. Right now, after all the rosters got really locked in yesterday.
There's what, seven?
It's Bobby on the Major League roster. Bobby Wood Jr., Michael Walker, Salvador Perez, Michael Garcia, that's four. Vinny, Cags, Estevez, that's seven.
Did you say Lugo? Yeah.
So eight of the Royals expected starting 26-man roster. So a third
of their
26-man roster is going to go to the WBC for a team that has a pretty bad history with the month of April.
Yeah, it's concerning for April. I again, the organization, nor should they, will, nobody's going to ever stop somebody from representing their country in a World Baseball Classic. So it kind of is what it is. You get, you know, for some of them, it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be able to put on a jersey representing the country that they were born in and everything like that. That's a huge deal and a huge honor. So I don't fault any one of these guys at all. But from a Royals 2026 season, yeah, it's a little concerning that out of the gate, do some of these guys get enough work in spring training that they would have gotten in spring training, I should say? And does that lead to a slower start? Yeah, that is, I can tell you, if they get off to a slow start in April or any of these individual players, that will be the question that we have and everybody else has. Hey, is it because he was in the WBC? Some of it, by the way, may not have anything to do with the WBC, but that will be the perception.
Yeah, it really will be. And I, you know, like, I'm just curious as we think about the AL Central and these other teams, this other part of it that certainly makes me at least consider it. So I want to do that. We had talked about the Olympics. Somebody suggested maybe just an Olympic spoiler sound so we could warn you, you know, give you a second to do it. I just saw this graphic. They're doing the figure skating stuff. And I just saw this graphic for when, like, how high they throw the Olympians, right?
Sure.
Like, wow, look how high the figure skaters get thrown.
That is crazy.
And they use, like, a basketball hoop that's 10 feet tall to do it. I have never in my life, after seeing this graphic, wanted a figure skater to dunk in the middle of a routine now than ever.
You want them to do like
Drew, how cool of it?
Come on, basketball go in the middle of the ice.
Put a basketball, slide that thing out for a second. Look at this picture. Slide that thing out for a second, and in the middle of that, like, triple axle, she just throws one down. That'd be the most amazing.
It would be unique. I mean, I think the score would.
It would be the most amazing thing I've ever
that
seen.
That'd be crazy. Yeah,
I also don't know how they score that, because they do score it based on trick, and I don't think they've got any scoring system for if I throw down a vicious dunk in the middle of it.
You'd have to create a new category then, I think, you know?
I mean, other gymnasts have done that before, right? There were moves that hadn't been done. Remember, people were complaining for a while that Simone Biles, part of why she scored she's so highly, so difficulty rating.
Yeah, in gymnastics.
She's the only person who can do the difficulty rating required in order. So she doesn't even have to do the jump as well because of how insanely hard it is. I would think in the middle of doing like a flip like this, and I was showing it on the screen on the video stream, but I think if you did you dunked in the middle of that, I would think that would qualify.
I mean, yeah.
It was a pretty high difficulty ranking.
Yeah.
It'd be very impressive. Now, I don't have a siren for that, but I do have a siren for
this. You don't have an Olympic siren? We can work on that later.
Yeah, I'm sure we can come up with something. This one is Matt Miller.
Okay.
He's been on the show before. I respect Matt Miller's work.
A two-round mock draft from Matt.
Just getting the ball rolling. Only doing two-rounders right now, you know?
It's only February 6th.
I know.
A Binks mock draft.
We're talking a lot of drafts on this show because they're picking ninth overall.
All the way to go to Pittsburgh.
Binks went all the way down to round five. So I think, we talked to Binks about that yesterday, and we did his earlier in the week. We'll do two today. At number nine, Matt Miller has got the Chiefs taking David Bailey, edge rusher from Texas. Haven't seen his name too often, actually, with the Chiefs because
people think he's going to go.
People think he's going to go.
I mean,
so
I'm all about
higher.
That pick. I'm all about it. I don't know how realistic it is, but I'm all about that. He's everybody agrees. He's one of those freak type of edge rushers that you don't see very often.
Round two is an interesting one because this one's new. Kamari Ramsey, safety,
not even
from USC. His explanation for this is, with Brian Cook set to leave in free agency, the Chiefs have a hole at safety with no up-and-coming prospect ready to fill it. Ramsey is a ball-hawking, rangy free safety who can play in a split or single-high safety look.
Here's a question I have. The Brian Cook...
I'll pull his up in a second.
Yep. Brian Cook had an excellent season for the Chiefs, and because of that, he's going to get paid way more money than you realize, right? From another team, I think. Because they've been just paying too many of their players. I think eventually they're going to let one walk. I thought they were really hurt by the lack of veteran safety that they had grown accustomed to in Justin Reed and Tyron Matthew. Brian Cook was like a second-round pick. They took him like 2 years to make him a full-time starter. So it's like, for a team that needs help right now, unless you're promising me that Kamari Russell's starting immediately, I don't think I want a safety in the second round this year. There are years in which I think you can slow walk the safety position and I'm okay. Cook took years to get to this level of play. He can be rotational, but like unless Kamari Ramsey's a day one starter, I'm not really super interested. What's his scouting report?
This is from NFL Draft Buzz. I think you guys would be disappointed today.
Ah, dang it.
I don't know if I got anything good for you today, but this is from NFL Draft
Buzz. The music might change it.
Reads the quarterback's eyes with rare precision and fires on short routes before the ball arrives, consistently limiting yards after the catch. Covers tight ends like a blanket in man situations, using fluid hips and competitive physicality to smother size advantages at the stem.
I will say there's a lot of very
smothering side advantages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, weaknesses listed as takes overly aggressive angles against the run that leaves him vulnerable to cutbacks, lacks true single high range and elite straight line speed. Like I said, you guys are going to be disappointed. This one wasn't as good.
No, not as good as normal.
Arrives at the catch point with violent intentions.
You want to go to David Bailey's? I don't know if we've done David Bailey's.
David
Bailey from NFL Draft Buzz. Natural hip flexibility allows him to shrink wrap around the pocket with legitimate bend, getting his pad level low enough to slip underneath an anchor. Possesses freakish first step explosion that wins reps before offensive tackles can get their hands up. Weakness.
There are none.
Zero?
Zero weaknesses with this guy. No. Over-aggressive pursuit leads to vacated gaps and gets displaced at the point of attack when blockers arrived square with bad intentions.
Ooh.
Struggling to hold his ground and maintain gap integrity. Yeah, I told you guys, not as sexual today.
David Bailey was more of what we were looking for, though, I think.
I mean, look, David Bailey at 9, and I've seen gold. I've seen a couple of mocks that have him maybe sliding in that range. It just seems like the people, it's a real mixed bag after 3. I don't think anybody's got a real handle on it after the offensive tackle, Arvell Reese, and Mendoza. After that, I think there is a lot of like variance in, does somebody really value Carnell Tate? Does somebody really value Bailey? Does somebody really value Reuben Bain? Like, I do think that there's a lot of variation after you kind of get in that selection. Second round safety. Again, I'm not anti it in most years.
Second round, though, you can actually. So I would rather them spend the second round pick on a safety than spend number 9. So I'm not anti that at all.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just.
If you told me this exact scenario played out, David Bailey at 9, he falls to 9, and then, they draft maybe a position that you don't view as highly on. And it's Kamari Ramsey, and I'll be honest, I had not heard that guy's name until today, so I'm not going to try to act like I think it's a great pick. My point is, position-wise,
I was just talking position.
Position-wise, I wouldn't hate it in the second round, as long as you tell me that in the third they're going either running back or wide receiver.
So, Drew, you talk
about another defensive lineman.
I will say this about the Kamari pick. If he really is a ball-hawking safety, Binkley wants to bring up arm length in defensive end. Drew, you mentioned like the guys they don't start. Do the Chiefs even like ball hawking safeties? They don't seem to have a real penchant for drafting them. They seem to like guys who can blitz and stop people in the run. They don't seem to love the free roaming, all go attack it and get the ball safeties, or at least that's not been something they've targeted regularly. Hell, the best they've had in the last in any run during the Andy Reid has probably been Tyron. And even he's probably in like the middle tier of ball hawking safety departments.
It's weird.
The 4 or 5 interception guy, you know?
Jaden Hicks had more picks than Kamari Ramsey did in college.
I do think Hicks has some ball hawking ability, but they don't put him on the field enough to know. They don't like the other mistakes. And I think that sometimes that this goes back to like the play time and all this other stuff. If you are a player who's willing to take risks in order to get the football, the Chiefs don't typically like that. They don't like you taking risks to get the football.
You're saying they'd rather be fundamentally sound.
Yeah. I think Spags tends to like players who are assignment sound. And because they run such a successful defense, am I really to argue? That seems to be at the core of when they play good defenses. Most people are where they're supposed to be. It's when the team is struggling in other areas, like they can't get off the field in third down, that I start to question that and be like, well, maybe for this year you need to adjust the plan or the opinion or that. Not a general strategy, but, you know, just moving forward, that's all.
Up next, we'll get back into the NFL honors. Of course, NFL MVP, Coach of the Year were announced. Some controversy around the MVP pick, plus some funny moments from yesterday, and the random question of the day right here on Cody and Gold.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in a half hour, Fan Club Friday, brought to you by Jay Rieger & Co. We'll have Mac Morey from Fesco & Dusty. We'll have Kramer in studio. We'll have a short version of the curling video posted hopefully soon on Instagram and Facebook. But on YouTube and Facebook, there's the full, I don't know, like 6 minute
training,
long
how we did it.
Video of us going curling at the KC Curling Club. You can see how we did overall. And this is the first time we've seen the video, actually, so it's kind of funny. But there should be hopefully an edited down version that you get if you don't have time to watch the full one. But if you're curious, there is a video already up on YouTube and on our station's Facebook page. You can chime in on the show, 913-586-7965. Video stream up and running, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and X. You can check out the show there, any of the shows. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a great spot to just catch the video. I was trying to run tech air stuff today. We were having issues, I guess, while I was gone.
And yeah, so there's a conspiracy going around about you. You know,
video stream, I'm trying to keep myself employed?
There's a conspiracy that magically when you're gone, the video stream just craps out that day. And I'm like, you know what? It has happened a few times. It is a little odd. It's, you know, Cody is gone and suddenly, technical issues with the computer for the morning show.
You think I unplugged stuff in there?
I'm just saying there's conspiracies out there, and I'm starting to believe that
I don't have
you just happened. The video was working great the day before, and then
I'm up here climbing on ceilings, disassembling computers. I was doing everything I could to get the stream working.
Now that you're back,
you think it makes me look like a hero? I'm doing it to look like a hero.
I think you're sabotaging our video when you're gone. You're making Drew stressed out and have to figure it out that when you're gone as
just
well.
To torture people.
I think that's what's happening.
I'm a problem solver.
Okay.
I think it is my if I got fired from this job and I had to go to a different job and they said, "What's your strength?" I would say my single best strength as an employee is I'm a problem solver.
And if you're not,
I don't bother other, and you should be too.
What if you're the creator of the problem? Do you get credit for solving
it?
If you're not solving problems, you're creating them, essentially, is what it sounds like.
I don't think it's always that. I think some people, I think it's gotten worse generationally, so I'm going to sound super old.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I think it's gotten worse generationally. I don't think people possess the skill of problem solving the way that they should. As in, before you ask a million people to solve the problem for you, why don't you get your hands dirty?
You sound like Joe Flacco talking about
Don't you get in there and try to resolve? Why don't you try to resolve this thing yourself a little bit, you know? Before you go to your supervisor or somebody else, why don't you try to figure this thing out on your own?
You're reminiscing on the good old days when people cut their teeth on like changing their own oil.
I didn't ask IT. We had internet issues today. Had nothing to do with the stream, had nothing to do with me. Our internet dropped. I didn't go ask IT to fix it. I climbed up on the desk. I went into the ceiling and I reset the router. Boom, problem solved. You know, we don't have to get everybody else involved. Sometimes we can just solve things. That's my lesson for today.
People are on to you, though. I'm just saying.
I want the video stream to work so I don't have to get a call while I'm at, you know, a kid's field trip being like, I don't know how this works. And be like,
I did not reach out to you a single time yesterday. You had texted me and said, so it looks like the stream's been having issues.
In fairness, I did text you yesterday because I had gotten 4 emails.
I try to leave you alone when you're on your off time.
Appreciate that, Drew.
How was the field trip? Somebody did speculate that you were at the zoo.
I was not at the zoo. I was at J.A. Biztown, which is essentially Exchange City or some version like that. I will explain part of that in the random question of the day, coming up in just a few minutes. Drew must have left his mic.
I was like, what was that?
Hey!
All right, let's talk about the NFL honors a little bit. Last night, of course, the NFL MVP was announced, Coach of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, et cetera. Walter Payton, Man of the Year. The Chiefs had two players that were up for awards. Creed Humphrey did not win Protector of the Year. Travis Kelce did not, unfortunately, win Walter Payton, Man of the Year. And the one thing out of that entire event that I think is really interesting is just how close we saw the MVP voting. You know, we can get to the funny moment with Tiffany Haddish in a second, but this is about as close as you'll ever see NFL MVP, Matthew Stafford wins it. He gets 24 first place votes. Drake May gets 23. And then, you know, Josh Allen finishes third, McCaffrey fourth, Trevor Lawrence fifth. All right, whatever, fine. I don't know, honestly, how Josh Allen got two first place votes, if I'm being honest, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then I see.
For that year,
then
it seems weird. James Cook was a more important, more valuable player to their team this year, almost in a way.
Then I see Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And we now who know the voter, we know the voter is Sam Munson. He got a first place vote. It just, I know we just got done talking about the Hall of Fame stuff. And look, we have a group of 50 people because we don't want everybody to
and
have
we want
the same
varied opinions.
Because if everybody was just going to vote the same way all the time, then what's the point of having the committee? So I understand varying
which
opinions.
He said, by the way, last night.
Varying opinions are great. But there is still, just like even with the Belichick stuff, there is still a line where you're like, how are you determining this? Justin Herbert in the year 2025. What did he do that suggested NFL MVP, most valuable player in the entire National Football League? It does not have to be the quarterback that wins the most games every year. That's not my argument. I don't think that's what should be what the award is either.
No.
But I just don't understand how Justin Herbert, who didn't win his division for starters, you know, that's always been kind of a bigger one. Matthew Stafford did not end up winning his division, but he won 13 games. He also led the league in touchdown passes, had a great TD interception ratio, all of that. I would have had no issue if Drake May would have won. Josh Allen winning would have been ridiculous. Chris McCaffrey winning would have been ridiculous. Trevor Lawrence winning would have been ridiculous. And Justin Herbert winning, let alone getting a first place vote, is ridiculous.
Part of it is, I don't disagree. It's not who I would have voted for. But in a subjective voting process, if one of the determinations you want to make is did more with less, am I really to argue that, I guess? I think it's not the vote I'd make.
But then Patrick Mahomes should have got a first place vote then, Cody.
Or I think Mitchell Schwartz made the argument that Lane Johnson by that criteria. Look, I can't argue that. But it's each individual, they are given a set of criteria, which is just who is the most valuable player to their team.
Right.
That is the most subjective thing you can essentially do. And what he's saying is if you look at all the quarterback play across the league, Justin Herbert did as much considering the circumstances surrounding him as those other guys. I can't really fault the logic. I think the problem is for me is that this just goes back to this idea that they're already in love with the quarterback, and so they give them more leeway. And Herbert and Lawrence are the two worst cases, I think, in the NFL of it. Because they look like quarterbacks when they take steps backward and throw a football. And they look like what you would coach every quarterback to look like historically, to like stand upright, fade back perfectly, launch a football, because they throw the ball hard and they look like quarterbacks. They are given more benefit of the doubt in that regard than any other players in the league. Those two in particular, in my opinion, are given this huge leeway because of that. Yep. And they tend to rank out better Pro Football Focus numbers, and they tend to rank out and these like analytic numbers, which are also subjective based on the way that they're programmed. And so like, you know, it's just tough.
So much of it though, to your kind of what you're saying about like what the physical traits show. At some point though, like you don't win MVP though based on what we think you should be doing, but there's always some other excuse. There's always an excuse around it. I don't know. The MVP award is flawed anyway, because as we know, it's become just whoever it's always a quarterback now. It's really never
quarterback
gonna be
on the best team, typically.
You know, an offensive player of the year is the best non-quarterback. Let's just be honest and start limiting the criteria to that anyway. Let's just call it the quarterback of the year award and the offensive player of the year award. I have no issue if they wanted to do that, but I just don't know. Justin Herbert, and somehow I've defended him more over the years than others in Kansas City, because he's easy to pick on given he's a Chargers quarterback, but he has no business being an MVP, where one voter thinks he literally, out of Matthew Stafford, out of Drake May, out of all these guys, there's one person out there that legitimately thought he was the most valuable player in all of football. This year. That's insane.
It is. It's not right.
Because you said, like, most valuable player on his team. That's fine. Herbert, sure, duh. He's the most valuable player on his team. Now, that's not what the award is. There's not the award is not every team gets one nominee. If that's a whole different voting process, if that's the case. If it is, hey, every team puts forward, like, the Walter Payton Man of the Year, one player that represents them, and then we decide out of those, well, then every team would put forward a quarterback most years. That's not what the award is, though. It's the most valuable player in the entire league, not most valuable player for your team.
And look, he had similar stats as Josh Allen, so why can't – if like, that's the one thing I'd say about Josh Allen from a passing perspective. I guess Josh Allen does run, and those numbers do count. And so, like, I don't want to dismiss those. From a passing perspective, they had very similar numbers, though. So, like, you know, as you know, if you're giving Josh Allen votes – because I don't think – like, genuinely thinking, based on, like, the criteria, not your setting up, but, like, how most people vote for MVP. Well, then Josh Allen shouldn't have gotten his two either. Does it seem as egregious because Josh Allen was the MVP winner last year? No. But, like, he shouldn't be getting them either. And you should be limiting it to the players that we think are actually deserving of it. Or players like JSN should get way – like, they should have a vote instead of Justin Herbert. Like, by Sam Monson's own argument, how the hell does JSN not get a vote over Justin
Because
Herbert?
That award's flawed and has become a quarterback award. Because someone even on the text line said, well, then – if Drake May finished second for MVP, how come he's not the offensive player of the year? Because again, this is why they just need to separate it. It's become the non-quarterback award.
Yeah.
So I'm with you that you're right. It would make sense that then either technically by that logic, Matthew Stafford should have been offensive player of the year and MVP. I mean, if we're going to go by what it really
correct,
you know,
you
is,
want an award that's not for quarterbacks, and it's why offensive player. And we've accepted, I guess, in some ways that that's the case. That is an offensive player of the year and MVP is quarterback of the year. But in that case, then the Herbert's one, not as offensive to me, I guess, you know?
Then you had Stafford, so he's accepting the MVP and pretty much just confirmed I'm coming back in 2026.
You're unbelievable cheerleaders for me. I appreciate it. I am so happy to have you at the games on the sideline with me, and I can't wait for you to cheer me on next year when we're out there kicking ass. And so I'll see you guys next year. Hopefully I'm not at this event, and we're getting ready for another game in SoFi. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
So there you go. That was, I mean, all but confirming I'm coming back, and that's why you heard the loud cheers because they cut to Sean McVay. He was standing up, all fired up. They cut to Puka because, you know, I'm sure they already had conversations about it, but still, that was the public confirmation that Matthew Stafford's not retiring. He'll be back. Which that division next year for the thought that you know we were discussing with Seattle if it's sustainable and all that. And the Rams are going to be right there again. My guess is the Niners will bounce back and be in the mix when they already were in the mix. The only team in there that has no chance is the Cardinals. But that division is going to be brutal again next year. Sam Darnold again, Brock Purdy, a healthier Niners team, and then Seattle still with Matthew Stafford and Puka.
Yeah. And I mean,
no reason to think that none of those, no, those teams are favorite. Falling off or anything.
They'll be in the top, 5 to 7 of Super Bowl favorites next year, the Rams?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Stafford and Puka and some other, and Sean McVay still leading the helm. I don't see any reason to think any differently than that. Let's get to it, Drew.
Random question.
Because then we can get some prop bets, maybe. Let's talk a little bit about betting in the Super Bowl coming up here in just a few days, Gold. But the random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today for you, Gold, you, Drew, text line. 913-586-7965. And of course on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We live stream the show. We are up and running right now if you want to watch the show over on those platforms. So yesterday, as you know, I was gone because I was doing a field trip with my daughter. She was doing it at like J.A. Biztown, which is the same as like, you know, many towns of businesses that do this thing. There was an awkward moment early on in the process, and I want to know whether or not I'm a jerk. So just a classic, am I the a-hole for how I handled this situation? So they randomly assign you a business when you get in there. I was assigned to the Kansas City Zoo.
All right.
And then
I was at the zoo,
just a different zoo. This had cardboard cutouts. They'd already chosen their animals. The three animals on display were the red panda, penguin, and polar bear. And so the way my kid's school did it is they were randomly assigned these jobs. They didn't like apply for them. So like CFO, CEO, veterinarian, like every business had like a CFO and a CEO and then like the jobs within the business. Our CEO has to deliver a speech. Every business CEO has to deliver a speech about why you should visit our business during the time that we are there.
Mm-hmm.
I am assigned there was one other parent volunteer in the situation with me. And what I want to know is if I'm a jerk for how I handle this. So he's getting ready to do a speech. Kid professes to us that he's a little bit nervous about having to do a speech. Like, man, I don't know if I want to do a speech. I'm nervous about doing the speech. To which the other parent with me said, tried to do the gentle encouragement first, jumped in first and said, it'll be great. And then said something that I think to a child and to children in front of, because there's like four kids around us, she said, just picture everyone naked. That's what she said. to a fourth grader. And she said, and he went, ugh, gross. And I went, yeah, man, that is gross. You'll do fine. Get in there. So essentially, rather than try to save her from herself in that situation, I was just like, yeah, man, that is gross. Weird call. Just go up there and nail the speech. Should I have tried to save her from the awkwardness of that situation?
Did I do something wrong? You moved it along. You kind of did.
You think I did?
Yeah, because you kind of
didn't feel like I really helped her out much.
You kind of moved it along like... You didn't continue to address it. You just moved on.
I do think you doubled down on the gross aspect though, where you were saying, yeah, that is gross. Okay. Anyway, like you dismissed it a little bit. I don't know if it's,
it always seemed like a weird turn of phrase anyway, but specifically around a group that of is a elementary
common,
school
that
kids.
That is a phrase that
very
is
a common phrase.
But would you
common,
tell that to a 9-year-old?
I mean, I'm sure I heard 10-year-old? That at some point when I was,
do we think so?
10 or 12.
Yeah, but also,
doing,
I used to ride in the bed of a truck. Let's not pretend like growing up in the 90s is how we should all do it now.
Did the parent look at you after, like give you a dirty look?
A look? I think she had an immediate look of regret. Like, okay. Why did I say this thing to that person?
Well, that happens.
Yeah.
And was just like, the same look you probably made when you said the word after Tennessee, or I said
the Tennessee City.
When I was discussing gum buckets, you know?
Yeah.
She had an immediate look.
I don't think it's all that big of a deal. I think, look, the parent probably was like, oh, why did I say that? And then you just moved it along. And then, yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal all the way around, honestly. It's kind of funny.
Yes, you're a jerk. Yes, you're a jerk. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? What if I say silent? I feel like in a lot of ways it's worse. If I offer nothing, just be like, let it hang?
No.
In the air? That's worse, isn't it?
No, don't hang it in. No, you immediately come back with, You're going to be fine, kid. You're right.
I'm saying it was a genuinely difficult moment for me to not laugh.
Someone said they should just picture them in their underwear instead. That's what some of the text lines said.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
It's more of a PG, I guess.
Do you know how hard it was to keep a straight face when she said that?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the hell? That's the recommendation? To the kid,
I wish
that's
we could have this. I wish we could have this parent on, because I want to know: did you say anything during the day that she felt you shouldn't have said? Because you're picking out the one thing.
Her spot.
You're picking out the one thing she said.
Thing
I want to know if you maybe did something where she was like, "What the hell is he doing?"
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I feel like we were scrambling. It was a lot to try to keep, you know, 6-7 kids. It was 7 kids on track. You know, performing job duties. And some of them are made up job duties. One person was the veterinarian. So it's supposed to like feed the animals and waste stuff.
Well,
but essentially
real animals there.
Well, yeah, but like there's like pretend food out of Play-Doh and like, you know, out of like pebble food that you have to like weigh and measure and look under a microscope and care for the animals. But it is pretty hard to convince a kid to like immerse yourself in the world with a cardboard cutout of a polar bear.
A lot of people are making a great point. They're like, honestly, Cody, I'm just proud that this normally would have been what you would have been the one saying the awkward phrase.
Why?
That's text line thinks that they would have expected you would have said that, and then you would have come on the show and be like, should I not have said that?
I will say
that's what everybody was expecting.
Do other parents, and this is a question for, or like what your parents did. My daughter is embarrassed by me. Okay. So like,
of course,
pretty normal,
of course,
she would not interact with me much at this thing being like, you're being embarrassing, you know,
for sure.
But I know some parents who just like lean into it and try to embarrass them more.
Are you going to be that dad?
Or some that just give them space. So I'm curious, is like, what's everyone's play on this? I tend to just give space. But I didn't just ignore her. Like, she has to interact with me a little.
Yeah. So
you know?
Yeah. So if you're asking like what it was like when I was growing up, my parents did not intentionally try to embarrass us. They knew we couldn't stand it. So it wasn't intentional. It was like they weren't trying to do that.
So they tried to like, if you were acting like you were embarrassed by your parents, they tried to like lay off a little
bit.
To lighten the embarrassment.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's probably what your parental approach would be based on that. What was your parents' approach? My mom was the opposite. She was the like, you're going to act embarrassed? I can make this more embarrassing.
Do you think
that this is the maximum amount of embarrassing this can be? Oh no, we can take it up a notch.
I think there's a level of that where, my dad, but my mom would definitely make it. It was weird. She would make things embarrassing, but everybody, like all of my friends, like loved her. She if she was doing field trip duty, people loved it. They wanted my mom to do field trip duty. I didn't care. I thought it was great. I guess I'm a little bit of a mama's boy in that regard. I thought it was great when my parents came along to things. It was cool. Did I want to be with them all the time? No, but I think it was neat to have them along just to show. And I think they enjoyed it too, from the standpoint of being able to enjoy seeing us, like enjoy like what it's like in school. Like having her around was no problem. Like her doing field trip duty was not an issue for me.
In fairness, I don't force my attendance at these things. I ask them if they would like me to come.
I don't think my mom did. I don't think she forced her way into it.
I think there are parents who just like volunteer, you know, automatically.
Yeah, I think she volunteered for sure.
I say, do you want me to come on this field trip? And if they answer yes, then I'll come there.
There'd be moments though where she would try to embarrass us. Like if it was a moment where somebody was making fun or whatever, and someone was like, oh, and my mom would be like, don't worry, I can make it more uncomfortable. And I was like, yeah, you know, you don't need to do that. Well, everybody else is like, yes, please.
From the 949. Please, Mrs. Nixon, someone just said, just tell them to picture everyone in a Hooters uniform.
There you go, Drew.
Lessen the embarrassment. Why is it that phrase is supposed to make you feel less embarrassed? Wouldn't that make giving the speech harder?
Because they're like, you have nothing to be like, just
you have nothing to be embarrassed by. Yeah. You're in your clothes. But yeah. I would imagine it would be very hard for me to deliver a speech if everyone out there was naked. That is a far more distracting thing to get through than just delivering the speech, is it not?
I would agree.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would agree with that.
Someone says they love to embarrass their kids. Hmm. You know, I think people do that quite a bit different. I think people handle those things two different way. You know. I think that people like some people like to embarrass their kids.
Drew, people are giving you a hard time for the way you talked about your mother on the air.
So. He said he likes his mom. I didn't think there was anything. I guess self-describing yourself as a mama's boy is a little tough, but outside of that,
I mean, yeah. But I think look, there's
you still are. You're saying
you see the text,
dude. No, dude. I talked on the phone with her this morning.
We heard.
My mom, I am very grateful that.
I'm not making fun of your relationship at all. I think it's great to. I'm very close to my family as well.
But no, there's a lot of like being able to go. I think it was cool. In a way, it was cool, like, to feel like it was cool to have my mom around. Like, other people were like, yeah. Because my mom, my mom is very chill and very, very, like relaxed. Like, if she needs to, like, raise her voice or whatever to tell her to get on somebody, she'll do it. But she was, for the most part, pretty chill, and people liked that.
My parents didn't go to any field trips ever. They didn't go to any of that stuff. They're too busy working. Is the truth? I think is really the answer. Not even as like a criticism. Maybe they wanted to do it. Maybe they didn't. But they definitively were just like, they didn't have the kind of jobs. They didn't have the kind of jobs they took off. I think my mom, the entire time she was alive, I think she had a job that I'm not even sure like came with vacation time. Like, I think it was,
tough,
an hourly job. So if you didn't work it, you didn't get paid.
Yeah.
And my dad was never particularly good at taking time off unless we were going to like Colorado or something. So.
Same thing. I think he saved his up for the one trip. Yeah. Yeah. That's what my dad did. He would just accrue that PTO so he could take a spring break trip or something like that. Every now and then he'd go on a field trip, I guess, but not nearly. He was more quiet, I suppose. He was chill, but.
The business, by the way, did end up in the black. Not every business does. Oh,
okay.
Kansas City Zoo was profitable.
There you go.
It was a profitable business. We had a $167 loan, which seemed egregious, especially because most of our money wasn't through merchandise sales, but instead people attending.
I do think it was kind of crazy that you said somebody guessed yesterday that you were at the zoo shoving a kid out of the way to look at polar bears. And you said
Basically, that's what happened.
And one of the animals was a polar bear.
Yeah.
But it was cardboard.
It was pretty incredible.
It was cardboard.
Well, I know that, but still, the concept of them guessing that, and it was relatively accurate, was impressive.
The only other thing I wasn't sure whether I was to be, mostly they're supposed to run their own business, so like I just kind of let them do their own thing. But at one point, my kids were essentially suggesting and setting up a busking situation. They said, hey, we got to get more people to the zoo. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a dance routine out here in front, draw people in. I was like, you know what? Go for it. What do I care?
Yeah.
Like they're supposed to run. And then they were like creating new business items. Like they were selling feeding the animals and stuff. So I'm like, I like this. Entrepreneurs. Let's get as much money for the
society is in a good place knowing that those individuals are going to be leading the world here soon is what you're saying.
A couple of grinders, man.
Yeah. People were saying they said the one moment you haven't brought up is what you told one of the kids.
I didn't tell the kid anything.
Yeah. That's not what the text line
What's the text line claiming?
They said you said this.
Go outside, nerd.
If you did that, that's worse than what the mom said.
I did not say that. I did not.
That would have been hilarious.
I'm trying to think. Should we go outside, nerd? New idea. Let's get Roxanne on board. Let's get an Odyssey place there. Let's get a radio station.
Oh, wow.
You and I can volunteer once a year.
They can host, 100%. I think that would be interesting. They can host a show.
Someone's got to do sales, man. Get advertisement. Yeah. They got to go convince Children's Mercy. That was one of the businesses to advertise at the radio station, you know? Let's teach about commercially based radio. Everybody want to work at that business. Couple of them kind of got stuff. I stuck. People work for like data centers and stuff. There's some tough gigs.
I mean, that's the future.
I just meant like, I don't know how you do that in that setting. versus like you work at Children's Mercy or you work at the bank. You had to make sure people got their checks deposited.
The bank's the classic one.
So they had debit cards this time. You know that? They had like real debit cards. It wasn't cash. They had debit cards. Punching their number.
The bank's not dealing with as much cash.
Our business was debit only. Took no cash at the zoo.
Well, that's good. They didn't trust you to have the cash. That makes sense. I don't blame them. That's the random question of the day. They didn't want you around the cash, man. I don't blame them at all.
The paper money?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. They should have something like that for adults as well. I think that would be a fantastic
experience.
You
want to spend your entire day running a pretend business?
We do. It's called the real world. I got to do my job
every day. I don't want to do it for pretend.
No, but I think the concept of it being something that's different, like everybody should be able to get off time to go and sign up and be a part of BizTown, Exchange City, whatever it is. That was a very fun time.
They said they take it's volunteers different. Of all shapes and sizes, Drew. You can take a day off and go.
No. Yeah, I don't want to volunteer. They should have an adult version of that where you go and participate. Team building activity, you meet new people.
Is it
something different from what you normally do?
Is it a competition? Like, am I trying to make my business the best?
I mean, I'm sure there's part of that, sure. But I feel like do Exchange City or BizTown, but do it for adults. I think it's a fun concept. Have lunch be paid for, whatever. I think there's a way that it can work, and it'd be fun.
It would be fun
for a day to do something different than what I normally do, I think, even though I really enjoy
what describing. I don't want a second job. You're just describing.
but it's not, okay.
I don't want to go work at Wendy's for the afternoon. I don't want to do it. Even if it's for pretend, I don't want to do it, Drew.
All right.
I'm glad you do, and there might be other people like-minded like you.
Because that was a fun time.
Oh, yeah, but you're a kid. That's why it was fun. You didn't have to go to job all the time. You know, you had to work for 2 hours, not 40. I think you should just volunteer for a day. You know, Odyssey, believe it or not, Drew, is part of your benefits package. Odyssey gives you 4 hours of volunteer time. So you can take the show off, still be paid, and not work against your vacation or your other time off. You can just take this time off. Odyssey offers, Gold, this is true. I'm not even making this up. Odyssey offers 4 hours of volunteer time as a part of your compensation package. They want you to be out in the community. You can help run a business at JA BizTown.
I think we already found the next opportunity. Drew, you've already got the attire that's needed for Hooters. You already wore it, so you're good. If you want to go check out what that's like for a little bit, for just a day. You can do that.
Wait, that business doesn't need to be there.
Up next, let's get to a fan club Friday brought to you by Jay Rieger & Co. We'll have some drinks, head in the weekend, talk some Super Bowl. Mac Morey from Fesco and Dusty going to join us in studio. Also, Kramer will be with us. This is his final day in the building, so we'll have some fun next.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.